Senior Story, The Invitation, Chapter 3, Friends. The next morning, Avi walked his daughter to the base of Mount Amaranth. "Keep the parchment close to your heart. Read it daily. Eternal One will instruct you in the way you should go. He will guide you, keeping his eye on you. Remember, truth never appears as deception. But deception always appears as truth. Stay alert." Avi stood by the stone bench, watching his daughter until she was just a tiny speck. As he turned toward home, he heard the familiar coo of the dove as it brushed past him, quieting his troubled heart.
"Sharita, wait up! Eldar! Desiree!"
Sharita shouted as she saw the two friends running up the mountainside.
"Are you climbing all the way up to Eternal One?"
"We are," said Eldar excitedly. "I wanted to delay the journey until after my apprenticeship to the swordsmith, but every time I passed the invitations, I felt more and more uneasy, like a dark storm cloud was forming overhead. I somehow knew I needed to let the apprenticeship go for now."
"What about you, Desiree?" asked Sharita.
"I've climbed all the other peaks around our village and wanted to give this one a try. Plus, I heard Eldar was climbing and I thought it would be fun to have a hiking partner."
She glanced at him fondly.
The trio soon came to a fork on the trail. The north-facing path was dark, damp, and rocky, wrapping around the mountain. The other path was a wide, direct route to the top. Sharita opened the invitation, hoping for some guidance. She, with Eldar beside her, silently studied its words.
"A guide will appear," they both said aloud in unison and laughed at the coincidence. Desiree was not amused.
"We sure could use a guide right now," sighed Eldar.
"What for?" chimed in Desiree. "It's clear as day which path to take. I can see the top of the mountain up this path, and there's no obstructions. In fact, I could probably get there in a few hours," she claimed, tugging at Eldar's arm. "Come on, I'm sure this is the way. I've led many hiking groups up other trails. I'll be the guide."
She urged Eldar, assuring him of her expertise.
"That's probably why Eternal One had me come."
Sharita was studying the parchment. It said, "A guide will appear along the way." But Desiree was already with them.
"I don't think that's what Eternal One meant," stated Sharita.
As she folded the parchment, she heard the soft cooing of a dove perched on the limb of a tree at the head of the rocky path. Her decision was made.